Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I know that right now, many of us are staying at home, particularly anyone, well, the governor right now has a stay-at-home order, but before that, anyone that was over the age of 50 or underlying health condition is, you know, watching where they went. So we understand the challenges of that, but, you know, we execute elections in our office and we don't create them. So to move an election, I know a lot of people have been asking about that, it really requires the leadership of the General Assembly, where the governor to actually, you know, allow us to move that election. And so we take their action. So we are going to right now schedule to have the election on May 19th, and we'll have to work on overcoming those obstacles. But if they decide that they want to move the date, then we're going to support them. And that's our job, is to execute the elections. And we just deal with the dates that are set by them.
Oh, now the problem that would arise here, okay, well, the legislature can change the election date. The legislature's not in session to do that. There's no indication they're going to be called back.
Right. And so then, as a state of emergency, the governor, if he could issue a decree to move that out to some other states. So that's really where we are right now. So right now we're making some plans, and that's why where we are with the situation. We sent out absentee ballot applications so people could fill that out and let us know if they want to do an absentee ballot, because that way you could vote from the safety and security of your own home and not have to venture out to a polling station. We don't know where we'll be with COVID-19 by the end of April when we start early voting. We are required by state law whenever we have an election to have 3 weeks of early voting and day of election. So that's the other kind of constraint that we have right now.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, it occurs to me to wonder, you're mailing all those applications for absentee ballots. Would it be possible, and would you even consider exploring the option of requiring that all voting be done absentee? Is that something you would be empowered to do, the governor would be empowered to do, or would that require a change of law? We're not going to open the polling places at all. Everything will be done by absentee voting. Is that even within the universe of things that are possible?
No, to do something like that, it's right now it's in state law, and I don't believe that anyone has the power to change that. And if you really look at the ability for people to vote in person, that's really an enshrined right that goes back, I would think, to, you know, the founding of our nation. So, and people love voting in person. It's just we have this COVID-19. Only 7% of people typically vote absentee. This is just an option for people and an avenue for people to take it during this outbreak that we have right now. But to actually not have day of voting and early voting, I just don't see that happening for the general primary.
I had a listener raise a concern about the military ballots. My understanding is those have to be shipped out by tomorrow. Are we going to be, and this is a county-by-county question, are we ready for that?
Yes, because we would handle the shipping out of those. We can handle that. That's in the overall universe of how many ballots it is, it's a manageable number. But that needs to go out. And obviously, military has been, you know, voting by mail. That's the only way that they can really vote. But that also is always about 3 weeks ahead of before we even start early voting.
Yeah, we're 25 days away from early voting. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a couple other things really quickly here. And I know we talked about this just a few days back, but bring us up to speed in terms of what might be done, and so much of this also to be done at the local level, to protect the poll workers who will be genuinely concerned. I'm hearing in Wisconsin some of them are walking off the job.
Well, we have right now secured about half of our supplies for, you know, sanitizing sprays and wipes, things like that. And I know the counties are also trying to procure that. We have an order in already for the N95 mask. Those are back order. We understand everyone wants those right now, so, you know, we need those and we look for that. And we just understand the challenges, so we'll have to space the people that do show up to vote. We will be spacing them out 6 feet on center, just because that's the best we can do. But that's why the more people that vote absentee, then it just reduces the number of the people that will show up. The first day of early voting, I assume that COVID-19 will still be strong in the state, and over the next 3 weeks, it's obviously dissipating based on some models that people are talking about. But it is what it is. We are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Here we have the law, and we only have so much ability to move it. And so, you know, it really requires the leadership of the General Assembly and the governor to decide what they want to do and how they want to do it, and then we'll go ahead and follow their decisions, because once they set the date, our job is to make it happen and overcome the obstacles.
Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.